Jerry Bader Show, 9:51. All right, here are dates that you wouldn't possibly know. I'm going to rattle off some dates, and then I'll tell you how I know them. It would be virtually impossible, except for a handful of people listening, to know these dates. March 1984. December 3rd, 1984. August 10th, 1988. June 5th, 1994. August 1st, 1996. September 20th, 2000. January 5th, 2001. April 1st, 2004. Now, you're probably, well, I'll figure it out. I guarantee you, you'll never figure it out. Jason knows me better than anyone listening, probably, unless my wife is listening. And if my wife is listening, I don't know that she would necessarily, you know what? She would know enough of them where she would figure out the pattern. You know what they are? They're every time I got or changed jobs. Those are dates you typically don't forget, right? Jason, can you say, you can at least say the month that you started here at Midwest Communications, right? You could do that. Was it 2005? Well, 2004, August 2004. It's 10 years ago. You remember that. Well, you're coming up on your 10. So am I. April 1st, I will have been in this particular job 10 years. People remember those dates. What am I referring to? I'm referring to the interview we did yesterday with State GOP Executive Director Joe Fadness on Mary Burke again changing the date when she started with Trek. First she said it was 1990, then she said, oh, oopsie, I don't even remember now. Did she say it was 91, 90, 91, or the other way around? She's changed it. She set a date, changed it to another year, and now has changed it back to the previous year. Why? She's dancing around trying to explain why she didn't pay taxes in Wisconsin for a three-year period. And she's looking idiotic in doing it. She found records of when she started. Okay, that she went from starting a business in Manhattan to working for the family business. Really? She doesn't specifically remember what year that is? She has to rely on records? I'll bet you 90% of the people listening right now who are over, well, she's 54. Let's just say her age, okay? She's slightly older than I. Let's just say that's the case, okay? I'll bet you anybody that age could rattle off those milestones. You know when you entered the service, you know when you left the service. You know when you started college, you know when you graduated from college. So you certainly know your first job. I could guess at some of the specific dates, but I know them all. Guess what? So does she. This is illustrating, and Colin Roth writing at Right Wisconsin, Mary Burke's worst week yet. It's only Wednesday, but this has to be the worst week of Mary Burke's short campaign for governor. Last week, Burke launched her first television ad, only to see it torn to shreds by the Walker campaign and a media unimpressed with a brazen lie about the unemployment rate. PolitiFact quickly gave it a pants on fire. Columnists like Rob Menzer of the Wausau Daily Herald called the ad ridiculously misleading, and I sent Rob a note today saying, good one on him. He still tried to criticize Governor Walker a little bit in there, but for the most part was completely honest. Then Mary Burke updated typos, make that holes and errors, in her resume for the sixth time in this short campaign. The Republican Party of Wisconsin jumped all over Burke's ever-evolving resume to create a parody website mocking her tweaks and highlighting her connections to Governor Jim Doyle and outsourcing jobs to China. At this point, Mary Burke's campaign for governor can safely be called a disaster. Burke campaigned for 4 months and made no impression on 70% of voters. They still didn't know enough to form an opinion about her 4 months after she was in the campaign. She actually promised to make no promises. She has still failed to release any semblance of an economic or jobs plan. She's laid down the marker that she will avoid the issue of Act 10. Now her first campaign ad contained an enormous lie, and her resume continues to change and evolve. She has been an abject failure at this point. A complete and total failure. It's just amazing. Simply amazing. Even the mainstream media is starting to wonder, what the hell? Democrats who were nervous about her, who had reservations about her, they must be wanting for Mike Tate's hide right now, the Democratic Party Wisconsin chair who anointed her. She was female and she was rich. Good enough for me. Sold. I'll take one. That was it. Because her being rich would have played well into the income inequality and the war on women, her being a woman. It was perfect. Except for the part she's a blithering idiot and it appears to be so. I criticize Scott Walker for the people he surrounds himself with. Good Lord. This is Dunderheads Incorporated, and God love them. All right, the Green Bay Mayor, the Pope, and even more Dunderheads. At 10:06, it's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.